Amen.
So I want to say the Lord bless you. Amen. Sometimes I look a visitor to some people. But in this place I'm not a visitor. Because I know this place like it was a home to me. I can say this is my fourth time to preach in this pulpit. Because the late was my heart friend. So we're really real buddies. Even one time I really prompted him to come to Kenya.
And he came.
So we thank God for all. Just want to say thank you for your prayers. You know, your prayers kept me. I had very terrible trials.
Amen. Miedzo yakawanda.
And the Lord saved me. My son had gone to glory, but the Lord brought him back to life. So, my wife was paralyzed one side, but she can walk well now. So I thank God for all that. I know it has been the prayers of the saints. And I want to thank you for standing. And stand again. Don't be shaken, don't be pulled by any wind of doctrine. Not even anything should shake you because we are anticipating for the coming of the Lord. We don't come here to look for people who are well off. We don't come to look for good things here, but we come for the presence of God. So I say thank you, Pastor. Really, for being lenient to me. I was received by somebody who invited me.
And
he reached where I said, I know you can preach for your people also. So I decided to come. Do you love me?
Amen.
Because I'm a visitor, you can say you love me. Do you love your pastor?
Amen.
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 So, okay, that's not enough. Do you love one another?
Amen.
You turn and look at somebody and say, you are very important to me.
You know?
Hey. God bless you. I'm not a good preacher like your pastor.
And
I'll never be good like he is. He is a very good man. And a very good preacher. And God is using him so mightily. So I'm just coming to maybe to push something.
It's
fire, you know. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Are you happy? Amen. You know, in our smaller fellowship, when we see that people have absented and maybe they are late comers, we occupy the front seats.
Amen.
We occupy the front seats so that they become the late comers. Sit behind.
Alright,
I can't come early. Then again, I sit behind, and the lady comes and sits ahead of me. No.
As you take it in the room, that we are going to change the mashure shuroko. Muna nono ka kuchecho garau mashure. We are going. Amen.
That's one is you are cheating yourself.
Ayorukuto zibira epa pa garau mashure shuroko. Uakurumi zako ya kuchecho.
God bless you.
Mwarakro papa zee.
Yes.
Amen.
Are you happy?
Amen.
Amen. You know, when you come early, they serve you early. A late comer must be served late. So now you come and wait for the late comer to eat first. God bless you. Thank you. So greetings from home, my wife, my children. They greeted you so much. Because I told them that I'm going to the church where they used to invite me.
nokuti takavaudza kuti ndokuenda kukereke uko kwavaimbotsigara vachindikoka
and they really appreciated
uye ndinozviyemura zvakanyanya
so I also say I appreciate you
saka imi ndinokuyemurayo
for hosting me
nekundigamuchira
amen
amen
so let's just pray
regai tinamati
precious loving heavenly father it is a moment that we approach your throne of mercy we know that oh god all our words can fail all our activities can fail all our programs and plans they can all fail but your word will stand forever because it is only in this word that lord we get our blessings we get our healing we get our victory we get all our honor if it was not these words some of us would not even be here they would be in the beer parties they would have been murdered on the streets they have been put in prisons but lord you have really done a great thing that you gave us the mercy and compassion and delivered us, Lord. You did not look at the way we were. Even we were filthy, very dirty people who would not even stand before thee. But Lord, the day you went to Calvary, you looked at our filth and you knew that we were worthy to be here and serve you and praise you and worship you and adore you, Lord. Father, give us just your humility. Give us your love, O God. Protect us, O King of Glory. Even me who will speak, I am not a speaker. I even don't know what to speak. I am always very stranded in my way. I look like a stammerer, somebody who's a dump, who could not even raise words. But Lord, we depend on you. We rely only in thee, O my master, because we know that it is only this message that has opened our eyes, opened our understanding, even to know that the Bible is the word of God, to know that this Bible is really the bread of life. Amen. Thank you, Father. I trust you. I rely on thee. May you, Lord, break every fetter, every evil. If somebody is broken down in bed tonight, Lord, we pray and claim that let you restore and bless that person and make him whole, oh God. This I thank you and appreciate you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So
Amen.
We shall go straight to our Bibles in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 5.
Deuteronomy chapter 5.
I will be very brief because my flight is just at 10.
So
I need to check out. So if I speak to you for 5 minutes, don't worry. I will come back again and then we shall go. Amen.
Amen.
Do you love God? Song leader, wonderful. God bless you. Bless your ministry. Bless your house. And all your activities. Because, praise God. You know, a song leader touches me so much. Because in heaven we are not going to preach. We are going to heaven to worship God. So when you begin from here, you really uplift the soul of somebody. And you put somebody higher than what he was. I say, God bless you again. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Are you happy? I love that. Sister Pastor, God bless you.
Sister Manyenche, mwarakuropa fadzei.
Thank you for being around.
You know, I
have grown fat, you see. Even you can see my clothes are narrowing. So we go to the scripture. Amen. Amen. So you read for me. It is chapter 5 from verses 23 up to 28.
Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 5 and 23 to 27. Zvino imi
28.
Zvino imi makati muchinzwa inzwi richibva mukati merima negomo richipfuta nomoto mukaswedera kwandiri vakuru vose namarudzi enyu navakuru venyu mukati tarirai Jehovah Mwari wedu watiratidza kubwinya kwake noukuru hwake tikanzwa inzwi rake richibva mumoto taona hedu nhasi kuti Mwari ungataura nomunhu akararama hake naizvozvo zvino tichafireiko nokuti moto uyu mukuru uchatiparadza kana tikaramba tichinzwa inzwi raJehovah Mwari wedu tichafa nokuti ndianiko pakati pavanhu vose wakanzwa inzwi raMwari mupenyu achitaura ari mumoto sesu akararama here Swedera hako iwe unzwe zvose zvicharehwa naJehovha Mwari wedu. Ugotiudza zvose zvauchaudzwa iwe naJehovha Mwari wedu. Tichazvinzwa nokuzviita. Zvino Jehovha akanzwa inzwi ramashoko enyu. Nguva yamakataura neni, Jehovha akati kwandiri. Ndanzwa inzwi ramashoko avanhu ava. Avataura newe. Zvino zvose zvavakareva vakataura havo zvakanaka.
Amen. So I will begin from 27.
God of near
and here, all that the Lord our God shall speak.
And
speak thou unto us all that the Lord our God shall speak unto thee. And we will hear it and do it.
Ugo tuuza zose zwa ucha uzwa iwe na Jehovah mwari wedu, ticha zinzwa nuku ziita.
And the Lord heard the voice of your words, and when ye speak unto me, and the Lord said unto me, have heard the voice of thy words of this people, which they have spoken unto thee. They have well spoken and said, all thy have spoken. So the Lord bless the reading of the
word.
I just want to take my text. I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. That's my text this night. You know, this was a prophet. Just like Brother Branham.
And
this was Moses.
Moses.
Who the Lord was using.
And
Moses, he would not speak a word outside the command of God.
Man,
he could not speak a word outside the command of God. All what Moses spoke, it was thou said the Lord. Everything that Moses said, it was thou said the Lord. And here we have the prophet in our generation who came with the same spirit and the same vision and the same direction and the same power of the Holy Ghost. He had the courage, he didn't fear anything. He was not minding of how people were attacking him. He was only looking at what God was speaking to him. So for us who are in this message, we need to live in the season of the message and live in the words of this message so that we can get the blessings that were given to the prophet. We cannot be blessed unless we take the message in our hearts. We can never be adopted unless we follow the footsteps of the prophet. Way we can be sealed by the Holy Ghost. There is no way you can claim even for the rapturing faith if you have never taken the message of your day. Because for anybody to penetrate and go into heaven, he must follow the servant of God. Praise God.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? Because this is what Brother Branham said. Say now, remember, you have got to follow the season and the time and what season you are in. What time? You must follow the season and follow the time and follow the message of your day and follow all the promises and even follow the man of God and stand with what God has put in him. So like now I can say this. Brother Branham, in some words he says, a pastor is the prophet of the church. So what your pastor speaks to you, that is thou say the Lord. So you must honor your pastor. Because
he is used of God. You must encourage him because he is used of God. You must always do the best to see that you listen to the word of God through him. Because if you wanted blessings, he's the one to bless you. If you wanted healing, healing will come from him. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory. What do I tell you? What am I telling you now? I'm telling you that when you follow the servant of God, you'll not have problems. If you trust the prophet of God, because Brother Branham said, and to this church, and to the tapes, people on the tapes, and people on the hookups across other parts of the nation.
Then,
which means that we have to rely only in the tapes. And the message of our day. And hold it with all our hearts. So that we can find us rapturing grace from this message. Even adoption, we shall find it in this message. We shall not find it from anywhere else. So we don't have to look back. We don't have to look sides. We don't want to worry about somebody. There is no somebody that can tell us we are wrong. No somebody will tell us we are following a man. Because Paul said, follow me. As I follow Christ, so I follow a man. When a man follows Christ, I stand with a man. When a man is standing with Christ, praise
Amen.
God. Are you believing me? That God wants a man who stands like that.
Not
somebody who is staggering on the way and wondering what he's believing. We have chosen the best way. We have taken the best love. We have taken the best inheritance. We have been sorted out by God. And there is nothing that can stop us. Even cancer cannot stand against us. Even diabetes can never stand against us. Even TB will never stand. We have chosen the right way. And no hell.
Akuna gehena.
No demons.
Akuna madmon.
No principalities.
Akuna masimba.
That can stand against you.
Anokwaza kumira
because
newe.
The Lord is on your side.
No
and the word of God is your weapon.
Shokora wari ndio chombo chako.
The message of your day.
Marriage Yesu
is your shield.
Ndio.
Nothing Ndoyako. Can come and prevail against you.
Akuna chonokwaza kuyasha kukunda. Hama dzangu.
Hold on to the message.
Batirira pa marriage.
If you want blessings.
Kana uchida maro pa fadzo.
Don't look anywhere.
Usatake kwe.
Look unto this message. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting me? You know, I said I'm going to hurry.
Amen.
But I'm saying, my brothers, when I speak about this message, I myself, I feel it in my heart. I feel like I'm carrying something very sweet. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because Brother Branham says this, that you don't take some new things. Do you know that there are new things which are coming? People come with the doctrines and people come with these fashions. People are trying to frame something to make like a message and they are trying to direct us to other parts of this message.
Amen.
Are you getting me? So in Uganda now, in some churches, we are parted. The reason of parting, they say time for quoting is over. Time for quoting the message is over. That we are now in the land of the Holy Ghost. How did you get the Holy Ghost? If it was not the message, without the message, there is no anointing.
Amen.
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 Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So my brothers, I'm quoting for you. Trying to do God a service.
Amen.
Without being the will of God. Page 37, paragraph 189. He says, don't take something new. They are flying everywhere. Are you seeing that?
Amen.
And there will be more than that
come.
More things are going to come. And everybody will come with a doctrine. And they will not go to the Catholic Church. They are coming to the message church. Every false doctrine.
Amen.
It doesn't go to a Protestants.
Aende kuna
it comes to the message church.
Message.
Because why? The devil knows that you have the truth. And the devil knows that you have caught the revelation. That's why the devil doesn't fight the Catholics. It doesn't fight the Muslims. It fights the believers of this message.
Amen.
Are you getting me? So don't take, there are so many coming.
Then
he says, but don't take those new things. Don't try to take anything new that you don't know.
Live
with the direction your pastor is taking you. Stand with the message that you are listening to. Follow the message that you have believed. Speak what the prophet spoke. Live the life that the prophet lived. Behave the way that the prophet behaved. Don't make your own choice. Already we have been given the line. So we stand by that. We are not going to move anywhere. And this message must change your character. This message must change your attitudes. The message must control your nature. This message must give you a good understanding. The message must give you a revelation. And the message must give you a perfect healing. The message must give you really a good heart. Peace in your life. Love in your life. That is the work of the message. It must humble you. The message must change your attitudes, your feelings, your ways of living. Because Brother Branham said this. Are you getting me? He said this, that live humble, live loving.
Amen.
Live humble. Paragraph
191.
Live humble. Live loving. Love one another. Don't never let anything among you. Never let anything get among you. Are you getting me? If you see something coming up in your heart against somebody, get it out of
Chiburite. Amen.
Get it out right then. Don't allow something come into your heart. And it becomes a burden to your heart. It ties even your blessings. When you have an oath against somebody, even if you pray, your prayers can never be heard. Even if you are begging, what? God will never listen to you. So you live a humble life. Live a faithful life. Live a Christian life. Live a brotherly life.
Amen.
Praise God. Are you getting me? So you live humble. Love one another. Praise God. Don't never get anything among you. If you see something coming up in your heart against anybody, get it out of there right then. Don't let. And Satan will do this
Satan achaita izvi.
Do his best to get among you.
Achaedza kuti apinde pakati penyu.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
Satan will get among you.
Satan achapinda pakati
penyu. Even to make you look at somebody like he's not a good person.
Kuti mutarise semunhu sekuti haasi mufundi sakanaka.
Somebody is not faithful.
Kuti mumwe munhu haana kutendeka.
You think this person is not fit for this.
Woti munhu uyu haana kukwanira kuti aite basa
izvi. Is not right for taking this thing.
Haana kukwanira kuti atore chinhu ichi.
Don't let the devil come and cheat you.
Musarega kuti Satan azokurozvai.
Everybody, when you see him the way he is,
ukaona matungamiriro anoita,
that is the design of God for him.
Iye ndiwo masikirwo akaitwa naMwari kwaari.
You can all go to school. Some of you will become ministers. Some will become peasants. Some will become maybe fishermongers. But you were all in the same class. Praise God.
Amen.
So being in the
church,
we shall all not be deacons. We all, we cannot become pastors. A pastor was designed to be a pastor. A deacon was designed to be a deacon. A singer was designed to be a singer. Everybody is designed to be on his position.
So
nobody can take another person's position.
Amen.
Praise God. How many people know English here? You all know English.
English.
Why are you not coming to translate me? Praise God. I'm hearing this. Yeah. So, God has chosen for everybody his portion.
So,
don't struggle for anything that doesn't pertain to you. Don't even feel that you can do the best than another person. You are going to do exactly what you are supposed to do. And you are going to achieve whatever you were supposed to achieve. You will go to the destiny where you are supposed to reach. There is no way you can fight and say, I want to go to Uganda. You see, I have a lot of money. When you are going to Uganda, they refuse for you a visa.
Amen. Uganda.
But a peasant will just come, I want to go to Kampala. You hear that he has gone to Kampala. Then you will begin thinking that he is rich. No, that's the way God designed for him. And God wanted to see that he has reached that destiny.
Amen.
So don't marginalize anybody.
Amen.
Don't overlook anybody. Praise God.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
So
Brother Branham says, and Satan will do his best to get among you. Don't you let that happen. Some slack tongue fellow may come along and try to take you away from it. Are you getting me? Some slack tongue. Somebody who knows how to talk. Who can sweet talk to you and tell you, why are you wasting time here? Ah, you come the other side. Even in that side, they are supporting us with money. You see, the pastor even bought for me a car. That is a slacker tongue. Trying to persuade people and trying to pull them away from the truth. Never hear that. Stand with thou, saith the Lord. Praise God.
Amen.
Are you getting me? Amen. Amen. So, brother, you may read for me. Because they might think, ah, this man is saying his own things now.
You think they could talk Moses out of the presence of God?
All right. You stop there. Because I didn't tell you to read it all. Praise God.
Amen.
You hear that?
Mazinzwa.
Even if you talk, even if you say what, you will never remove a person from where God has put him. You will backbite a person, but the person remains just there. You will even hate him, but it's going to remain the same. You will even try to malice him, but he will remain who he is. You will try even to witch him, God will always stand for him.
When
you try to curse him, God will bless him.
So there
is no way that you can curse anybody.
So
when people were speaking about Moses, they thought that they were going to manage Moses. They could not manage
Moses.
Because God was backing Moses. God was standing with
Moses.
It was God who commissioned him.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And God does not count mistakes of his own. Moses did not do a mistake.
Moses,
he murdered a man. Praise God. That was not a mistake. He murdered a man. And today when you murder, they put you on a firing squad.
But
Moses killed. And again God brought him. And he said, I'm sending you to lead the children of
Israel.
You see what God can do. God does not look mistakes of his servants. He looks at the promise that he had for them. And he lives by that. So when you are talking, you are wasting time. When you are cursing, you are wasting time. God will always repent. Even for his servants. Praise God.
Amen.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says that. Do you believe that? You imagine a man like Jonah. God tells him go to Bulawayo. He saw that business is in Harare. So he was coming to Harare. God got him. And he thought he was going to kill him.
Amen.
He was to kill him.
But
God saw, this is my servant.
I commissioned
this man. If I kill this man, even people will know I'm unjust. Now what I do, let me get a whale.
And
just fix him there. So Jonah was swallowed by the whale. But still God, he brought Jonah out. And hear what God said. In Jonah chapter 3 verses 9.
Jonah
chapter 3 verses 9 and 10. Praise God.
Amen.
Brother, can you put it for me?
It
is there. Who can turn if God can turn and repent? Are you hearing that?
Amen.
Who can tell if God can turn and repent? If God can see your works that you have humbled down,
amen,
and you have loved
him,
and you are standing with his word here, who can tell if God will turn and repent? And turn away from his fiery anger. That we perish not. And God saw their works. That they turned from their evil way. And God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them. And he did it not. So when God has chosen you, even if people will say whatever they say, they will never change the program of God. They will never take anything from God. Because God knows that he has already put his confidence in you.
It trusts
you, that's why even less trials come to you.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So you imagine, everybody was cursing Job. Even his wife came and said, "Are you man? You can now curse God. Are you sick now? You curse God and you die
away."
Praise God.
Amen.
But Job knew.
As Job, I ziva.
He knew that God is his friend. And God is his commissioner. God is his help. Do you know what he told them? Said, you know what? Even if the worms can eat this flesh, just in these bones here, I will still see God. So even if we are tried, and the demons are following us, and people have hated us, and people are reviling us, even if all people are cursing us, in all this world, we shall be blessed. In through their curses, it's when we shall penetrate.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So that's
no Job.
You hear what Job did?
Job.
He said,
"Akat,
you woman,
hey,
you also speak like the foolish people." So the foolish people are the ones who are doubting God. The foolish people are the ones who run away from the message. The foolish people are the ones who say Brother Branham was not a true prophet. Are you getting me? So for you, the wise people
and
chosen of God, you don't mind me. I tell people at my home, I said I don't mind. Even if they say Brother Branham is in hell, I have already swallowed this message. I will also go to
hell. Amen.
Are you getting what I'm saying? So if Brother Branham spoke a
lie,
I'm a very big liar now.
Amen.
I'm telling
you.
So, brother, don't joke with this message. Because this message, you hear what Brother Branham says. It is good to be quoted just the way he said it. Then, if it is quoted right, it will vindicate it to be so in your life. That's how people, that's how all men know that you are written pistol. This message must be quoted. And if it is quoted right, it vindicates that in your life. If Brother Branham overcame cancer, even us when we believe, cancer will never stand before us. If we believe the message, no gate of the enemy can prevail against us. If Brother Branham overcame all sicknesses, we have the ability to overcome. Because the message is already in us. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
You are a good reader.
Amen. It's got to be quoted just the way he said it.
Yes.
Then if it's quoted right, you will vindicate it to be so in your life.
Uh-huh. Go on.
That's how all men know you are written epistles read of God.
Not read of men.
Read
of who? Read of God. It is not men who read it. It is God himself. So when you are walking, God reads on your back. A victor. A conqueror.
Amen. Amen.
Because it is the God who is reading that. And it is written in you. You become an amateur God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Because
the word of God is in you. God is a word.
Amen.
And now God turns you to be the word. Are you getting that?
Amen.
Oh my God.
Amen.
Ah, brother, I said my time is on. So just let me just be reading it. An epistle is the Bible. Okay. You written epistles is this Bible.
Written epistle is this Bible. Mm-hmm. Is that right? An epistle is the Bible.
Yes.
And you are a written Bible reflecting his word. That perfect man again in God.
Who is the Bible?
Bible in the end.
We are the Bible. Bible. When we are walking, everybody is reading you from
the Bible.
If you are an adulterer, they read you.
Adulterer.
If you are a backbiter, if you are a liar,
Because
it is written where? It is written on your back. So people read what you are. And people speak of what you are. People praise you over how you live. People love you because of your life, way of living. That's why people know that you have God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you happy with that? You see that God knows you. And you are very important. You are special people. You are people of great value. And nobody can be compared with us. Praise God.
Amen.
I don't believe I can be compared to even the president of this country. He has a lot of money, yes. But I have the Holy Ghost. Praise God.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? Praise God.
Amen.
One time they sent soldiers to come and monitor what I was preaching. In Rwanda. They listened to what I was preaching. There were five of them. Four of them, we took them for baptism.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So, my friends, this message needs courage. This message needs faithfulness. This message needs humility. This message needs peace. This message wants your honor.
Amen.
Be faithful to yourself. Because you are written pistons. Who is read by every man. And if people wanted to know God, they cannot go to heaven. They look at you. And they will know God. Brother, what does it say? And you are the same written pistols. One for one. One for one. Even me, I tell my wife, you.
Amen.
You should be a written pistol. When my wife sees me, when I want to be in emotion, says, man, you should be a written pistol. Are you hearing that? So when I want to cane the children, she says, you are a written epistle. You speak to them, just
them.
Praise God.
Amen.
Then I called myself. Because I've been told by another person. And that is the way you can manage Christianity. Somebody has to tell you don't do that. Somebody has to tell you don't say that. Somebody has to tell you don't behave like that. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So someone must be somewhere telling you. So don't ignore anybody. Don't minimize anybody. So long as he's a believer of this message, he will always correct you somehow. Somewhere.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
So, my friends, are you getting that? So, you know God. If God repented, who are you who cannot repent? And God says, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Can I read something here? He says, for thou art an holy people. Unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee. Chosen thee to be a special people. Unto himself. He has chosen you. To be very special people. People of a great value. People who are counted for the kingdom of heavens. Are you getting that? Amen.
Amen.
He says this.
Amen.
For thou art an holy people. Unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all the people that upon the face of the earth. So you are special people. When you are walking, everybody fears you. Even wherever you are, people respect you. People know that you are a believer. That's why when they are even maybe drinking and they see you as a saved man, you see them keeping the bottles
because
they have seen a saved man. Because you are a special person.
Praise
God.
Amen.
Don't minimize yourself and think that you are nothing. You are very special in the face of God. That's God called even Job that you are my friend. And yet this is a man who suffered and boiled everybody in the
body.
And all people ran away from him. But still God called him my friend.
So
you are special. In heavens you are special. Even angels worship us. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? So my friends, we are not in the wrong place. Because he said this in verse 7. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor chose you, because you were more in number than any people, for ye were the fewest of all the people.
Jehovah anakukudai kana kukutsaurai nokuti makanga makapfuura dzimwe ndudzi nokuwanda nokuti imi makanga muri vashoma kundudzi dzose.
But because the Lord loved you,
asi nokuti Jehovah unokudai.
Because he loved you,
nokuti Jehovah unokudai.
Not that you loved God,
kwete kuti iwe wakada Mwari.
God first loved us.
Mwari ndiyakatanga kutida.
Praise God.
Amen.
It is God who first loved us.
That's
why he came and he hanged himself in Calvary. He looked at how filthy we were. And he said, let me save this fool here. Let me redeem this adulterer here. Let me redeem this thief here. Let me redeem this quarrelsome person. Let me save this murderer. So he came and found Moses, a murderer.
And he said,
come. Now, if there is a murderer on this earth, I say it is God. Why do I say that? Imagine one time, the children of
Israel
were coming with. And when they reached the wilderness, you know what happened? God opened the earth and he swallowed all the people. Now, if the earth swallowed the people, nobody took God to court and said that you killed the people.
Amen.
Are you getting
me?
So God, he has authority and full power to call you his child, to make you blessed, to raise you up, to make you whatever you are. God can do it. And nobody can tell God don't do this. What God has purposed for you must achieve it. Praise God.
Amen.
That's why he says, but because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath,
amen,
which he had sworn unto your fathers. Had the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand. You finish it now. Are you seeing that? That's why he brought us with a mighty hand. Some of us were very stubborn. Some of us were not controllable.
Amen.
We could not be controlled. Some of us were not advisable. Some of us were very proud. Some of us were self-styled. They couldn't do their things the way they want to do. But when God came, He tied us all as prisoners. And we are now prisoners of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hearing that. So my brothers, we should always listen to the voice. And let us be obedient
to
heavenly vision. And listeners of all stories. Not that everything we hear is a blessing to us. Not that anything somebody tells you is a blessing to you. Praise God.
Amen.
But we must be careful of what we hear and what we do and how we decide. We must be very watchful, because the decision you make today is what you will reap on your future. The way you live today is what you are going to reap tomorrow. If you live an evil life, you will reap evil. So, my brothers, let us change our motives and see that we need to live a humble life. Are you getting me? Because you are the same written epistle. One of one age. And one for another. For the light of that hour. Are you getting me? For the light of that hour.
So
we must be the light of this day. And we must show the glory of God of this day.
Amen.
Do you believe that? Praise God.
Amen.
You know why I've kept quiet? My interpreter did not interpret. He said amen.
Amen.
Are you hearing again? Praise God.
Amen.
So, praise God. Amen.
Amen.
I want you to hear this. Because the Bible says in Joshua, chapter 1, verse 13, it says, remember the word which Moses, my servant,
I should Moses remember.
Brother, can you put it there?
Amen.
You are not seeing. Joshua chapter 1, verse 13.
Joshua chapter 1, verse 13.
Mm-hmm. Is it there? Uh-huh. Remember the words which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God hath given you a rest. Are you seeing that? What God told
Moses.
And Moses told to Joshua.
Moses akaudza kuna Joshua.
And Joshua told it to us.
Joshua akatiudza kwatiri.
Praise God.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Mukuzvibata here?
So today,
saka nhasi,
this is Brother Branham who is telling us.
Ndi Brother Branham vari kutiudza
that you have to get a rest.
Kuti mofana kuwana zororo.
You only depend on this message.
Imi mira ine mharidzo
inobata. If the message is quoted right,
kana mharidzo yakanokorwa kwazvo,
it will give you an answer. If the message is quoted right, it will deliver you. If the message is quoted right, you will be filled by the Holy Ghost. If the message is quoted right, it will change your health. If you hold the message right, you will be lifted up.
Amen.
Because the answer, the answer of every question to us of this generation is the message of the hour. So if you don't like the message, then you tell us what you want. If you don't want it, then you walk away from us and leave us with our own message. We shall not need a group of people. We need a selected group. That is the one that God is caring for. Because even the children of Israel, they were coming. Not all reached the promised land. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not that everybody reached the promised land. When people are running away, let them run away. Every word of God is pure. Proverbs
30,
verse 5. Every word of God is pure.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. The word of God is too pure. And if you put your trust in him, if you only trust the word of God, he will always shield you. He will protect you. The Lord will guide you. He will never allow any evil to come against you. Even curses will never come against you. Even witchcraft will never touch you. Praise God.
Amen.
And that's why he told Micah. Micah chapter 5 verses 11.
Micah chapter 5 verse 11.
Brother, you read it for me.
Amen.
I'm not going to read.
And I will cut off the cities of thy land and throw down thy strongholds.
Ah, my friend. Amen. I said verses what? Okay.
Micah chapter.
And I will cut off, brother, put it 12. And I will cut off witchcrafts out of thine hand. Did you hear that? Are you hearing that?
Amen.
That's God telling who? He's telling the people.
Because
every word of God is pure. And when the word of God is pure, he will always shield you. Are you getting that? He will always.
Amen.
Even if people will witch you, they will never reach you. Even if they curse you, you will never be cursed. Even if they lay an ambush to you, they will never see you. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. What does it say? Let us all read together. What did he say?
And I'll cut off.
And even people who are talking, this one is failing. That one will not even go through. That one is a very lazy man. That one has nothing. That one will never manage what is trying.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? But God says, everything that is going to stand before you, I will cut it off. I will remove every curse. I will remove every disease. I will remove every poverty. I will remove every care. I will remove even your enemies. I will cut everything out of your way. Nobody, nothing can prevail against you.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So my brothers, keep the word of God.
Rely
in the word of God.
Amen.
And stand with the word of God. God will do you whatever you want. There is nobody that can tell you you are wrong. Me people have tried to speak things, and they have failed. My son was sick.
So
then they said they are taking him to Germany for the brain operation. Praise God.
Amen.
I told the people that boy will not go. I want to talk to God. And if God cannot heal this man, then it is useless for me to carry the Bible. I better leave just to preach.
Because
God has answered the prayers. Then I told God,
amen,
if you know that I'm your servant, I want to see this man up. The devil came.
Satan
struck the boy dead. Are you getting me? They said now the blood came from the heart and filled all the brain. After some few days, it turned into pulses. Then the boy died. But when we called upon the Lord, the Lord heard our cry, and the Lord brought him back again to life. Praise God.
Amen.
Are you getting me? So if you want to prove this, Your pastor, we have invited him to come to Uganda.
I will show him the boy
before our church. Because he's our song leader like him.
In the
church.
Amen.
So if the message is quoted right, there is not even hell can never stand against you. No power, no force that can pull you and push you down. Because this message has an answer. This message can resurrect you from the grave. This message can deliver you from torments. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know what? One day, they buried somebody. There was a war. And Elisha died. When Elisha died, they buried Elisha. And the war also sparked on. When the war was sparked, they killed a man. And when they killed him, they took him to bury. And as they were burying him, he was reached to the bones of Elisha. And when he touched the bone of Elisha, he resurrected again to the life. Praise God.
Amen.
I believe. I stand. I have confidence. This message can resurrect the dead.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
I believe.
Did not tender.
Because I've seen with my eyes.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
A deacon in my church.
I'm deacon of church.
A deacon of our church.
Deacon of church.
One day.
Ringwezua.
Before.
Amen.
He became mad.
Akatanga kusanga na pumba.
Complete mad.
Akatanga kuto kusanga na pumba.
All the clothes.
Akabisa hanzu
tose. He did not remain with even a thread.
Anakana chaka sara na chuo.
He was completely naked.
Akangari musho.
Then I told the brethren.
Daga mira daga uzahama.
Let us go and attack these demons.
Daga hande tino ruisa demoni.
These demons can never manage us.
Demoni raringati kunde.
Brother Branham.
Branham.
He never feared anything.
Avana chava ishka.
Then I told them.
Daga wa uza.
Even us. We should have the courage like the one of Brother Branham. Let's go and meet this demon. Praise God. Brother, we went, we prayed for the brother. We prayed for the man. The man asked us, said, you people, where am I? I'm naked. Then we knew God had already touched the man. Then the second day, the man told us, take me for baptism. We baptized him. Today I am today here in Zimbabwe. Since I came here, he's the one preaching in my church.
Amen.
My brothers, this message, it is a victory.
Kukunda.
This message
you know,
is a great blessing.
Guru.
This message
Marito
is a healing.
Pozwa.
This message
Marito
is peace.
Rugare.
This message
Marito
is joy.
Mufaro.
This message
Marito
is honor. Praise God.
Amen.
If you have the message,
Kana une Marito,
you have all eternity.
Una na kuenda rose. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. You know, there's a pastor called Mbulo in Zambia.
Kune pastor on the pastor Mbulo in Zambia.
One day he called me to Zambia.
Unweza wakandikoka ku Zambia.
And it was at the border.
Takanga tiri pa border.
I came.
Ndakauya.
I reached there.
Ndakasvika.
Then people were talking on their language.
Vanhu vaitaura nemutauro wavo.
And making a lot of noise.
Vachiita rusharo
kwavo. I didn't know they were telling me to run away.
And I thought, right on, uzori munhu tizai.
And everybody was doing the hand like this. Me, I was continuing walking. Because I didn't know the language.
And I zoomed to
then everybody said, hey, 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 you.
Vanhu vaitaura tizai.
Are you not hearing?
Amusikunzwa here.
Then I said, what? Don't you see a madman?
Vanhu amusikuona here
mpengo. Banging vehicles.
Amen.
Banging vehicles. If he gets you, he's going to stone you.
Anokuurai.
Then I said, God,
Nakati Mwari,
coming all that way from Uganda.
Ndabva kure kwese ku Uganda.
Up to Zambia here.
Ndasvika kuno ku Zambia.
Then I start running mad men.
Ndotanga kutiza mpengo.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Even there's a brother who was walking with me. It's a clearing
brother.
He's a clearing agent.
Amen.
He said, "Hey, brother.
Let's
pass here." I told him, "Brother, now tomorrow we are going to preach to these people. But when they see us run from the madman, they will never believe our gospel. At least this man stones us. Me, I don't care going home with a scar. But I know the devil is going to get a scar."
Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I build the courage. And I said, "God, let this man yield to the word."
Amen.
Let this man yield to the word. The man came. I also wanted to get some fear. But I said, "Now, if I fear this man, he's already near me, he's going to
start."
I asked the man, I said, "What is your problem?" He also stopped and he said, "Who are you?" I told him, "I'm a pastor." "What about you?" He kept quiet. I said, "Can you come here?" He came to me. Praise God.
Amen.
I told him, "You kneel down." He sat down.
Amen.
Everybody was looking at me. They know this man is a witch. Because we told him to run away. He did not run away. Praise the Lord. That day, I took that man myself. And I baptized him.
Amen.
So, my brothers, this message has given me a courage. I don't fear sickness. I don't fear backbiting. I don't fear hatred. I don't fear enemies. I don't fear who. I know they are secondary. They cannot do anything to me. Anybody who is backbiting you, he is speaking to air. Are you getting me? The people who use the bad English word. That is biting you. He is biting your back. But I've never seen a scar of a bite on
me.
How does he backbite? How is he biting? Then he's biting himself. Praise God.
Amen.
Are you getting me? So don't waste time with this world. The time to be wasted is no longer. We are waiting for the rapture today. That is what we are waiting for. We are waiting for the coming of the Lord. So we don't need stories. Stories time is over. This is a time of determination. And they answered Joshua saying, "All that thou commanded, all that thou commanded us, we will do it." So whatsoever the prophet spoke, we shall do it.
Amen.
Are you getting me? Praise God.
Amen.
Anything that the prophet spoke, we shall do it. Amen.
Amen.
Because Joshua,
Joshua,
he followed the commands of Moses.
Moses.
And for you, whose commands are you going to follow? If you don't follow the command of your own prophet, because if there is anything that is going to judge us, it is this message. Are you believing that? Do you know that this message, it was going to be written on the back of the Bible? This was going to be another book of Acts. This message here. That's why it was taped. And we should go back to the tapes and listen to the voice of our day.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you will not get blessings
from
a Pentecostal doctrine.
Kubva kudzidziso yePentecost.
From a polygamy doctrine.
Kubva kudzidziso yebarika.
Do you have high calling people here?
Amen. Mune here vanhu vakadaro kuno.
High calling. In the message, there's also a faith called a high calling. Have you seen
it
there? They were in my country there. And they don't read the Bible. They don't read the message. They only come to church. They sing and pray. Because they are on the high calling. Are you getting that? So that is the madness of the highest. Because the Bible says, in the scriptures, we shall get life. Now, how can you say you are a believer if you are not concentrating in this message and the Bible? How will you know God? Because the Bible is the written God. Even we are the written gods.
Amen.
Can I read your scripture? Before I leave this pulpit. Psalms 82, verse 6. I don't know how to read that. I don't know how to read that English. Can you read it for me? You help me and we read together. It says what? Are you hearing that? I have said, you are gods. So wherever you are, know that you are a mature God. Praise God. No, brother, you go to the next 7.
Amen.
But we shall die
like men and fall like one of them or one of the princes.
We shall just like what?
Chaffa sevan.
We are not men.
Ati sevan.
Are you seeing that?
Amen.
We shall, you Englishmen, you know. Do you have teachers here?
Because
teachers are the English people.
No,
they teach us this English. But ye shall die like.
Asimuchafa sevan.
Kama what? Kama.
Amen.
Just like.
Sevan.
Just like, but we are not.
Asisevan. Amen.
Just like men.
Sevan.
But we are not.
Asa,
that's why the Bible says.
Those are Bible richiti.
We sleep.
Tinorara.
Sleeping.
Tinorara.
Praise God.
Amen.
Brother.
Ama.
If now maybe a vehicle crashes me, I've slept. Don't say, now what do we do? Our brother. Oh, you are wasting time. You have already gone to the glory.
They
are crying. What are you crying? Praise God. Yes, because you here. But you shall die like men.
And
follow like one of the princes. You just fall like one of the princes. That's why I said you can make a mistake at the
gate. God,
forgive me. And you are forgiven.
You
fall like just the princess. Are you getting that scripture? So which means that God is too much careful about us. He really has a feeling for us. He has a great compassion for us. He really loves us with all his motion. He can never forget and forsake us. He will always keep us in remembrance. So let us surrender to God and trust God and put our hopes to God and know that only in God is where we shall overcome the world. Only in God is where we shall be blessed. Only in God It's where we shall be healed. We have nowhere to run, but only unto the Lord God. The Lord is our portrait. He is our victory. He is our success. He is our deliverer. He is our protection. The great care of our lives.
Amen.
He is the great physician. He is the tree of life. The lion of the tribe of
Judah.
Praise God.
Amen.
He is the water of life. God is everything. All whatever we think, God is greater than our thoughts. Praise God.
Amen.
And I say, God bless you. We meet again. God willing, I've been called back by Pastor Chisinde to come for the convention in
August.
But I told him the first church here is Gweru and Istili. Those are my homes. Istili is my home.
Istili pano rupamba pangu.
Gweru is my second home. So I love these people so much. And I love this church. I say, God bless you. Pastor, God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you so much. God bless you so much.